Now we live.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, now we on. Let's go.
Okay, listen, baby. That audio, that was a piece of torture I haven't felt in a long time. You know, at first when you started, you know, you gave the background, you did the tweets and all that and the IG stuff, I was like, oh, yeah, this is interesting. This is yummy. But homegirl made me lose my appetite. I was like, I was calling for you in the comments, like, Armand, Cleophas, Wiggins, if
so you're
not
here for Chica.
This audio off. Here for her, and I'm fat, Armand. Let me tell you, I'm not like a little girl. I am fat. Bianca is fat, and I'm cool with that. I'm tired of the girls being fat and being upset when people say you fat in an argument. Like, girl, get over it. It happens.
Okay, so you think that she was playing into like the fat phobia, the you know all the kind of like the phobias and antics. So you just think that she was playing those games.
Listen, he wasn't the first person that told that fat girl she fat. You think that's the first time she heard that? Why was she doing all that? Like, she was just doing extra, and I'm like, damn, I just hate when people that are in a group that I am part of do extra stuff like that, because I'm like, y'all making us look so pathetic, and like we just don't have. I don't know, like common sense about stuff. Like, we just need sympathy 24/7.
But do you think it was right for some of the?
But
do you think it was professional as a promoter for him to treat her that way?
No, it wasn't. But Armand, literally, I said in your comments, how did I start off on her side and I can't stand her now? Like, I was literally like he was doing too much, but she just kept on going. Like, she kept on going. Like, it was like seeing a troll live for the first time in my life. Like, it was woke Twitter on steroids. Like, I needed you to turn that off, like, probably 15 minutes before you turned it off. I'm sick of her already. And I was on her side.
Oh, wow. You said it. You said woke Twitter on steroids. I get where you're coming from with that. Thanks, Bianca. So the people are not here. They are not here for Chica. Okay. Are you here for Chica or are you here for Brandon? 7590, you're live on the air.
What's up, man? Hey, so I like her music a lot, but she did the same thing when she didn't get any BET Award nomination. She takes it way too far, and I feel like the last caller said, she takes that mad black woman role and just goes crazy with it. And it's like, dude, like, I felt like Kehlani felt pressured to even say anything. It's like, I'm going to be real. I like her music. Bro, but, like, I like her music. She don't really got nothing you can play in the club. Like, I'm like, I don't get it. I mean, I understand where she's coming from, but she go way too far with it.
Okay. So what did happen with the BET Award? What did she say?
Last year when it was like she was just getting signed, she was just pissed off that she didn't get any nominees. I forgot exactly what happened, but she went on the same rampage. She only trends when she's going on these Twitter rampages. That's the only time she trends. So, yeah, you should look into that, though. She got pissed about the BET Awards, too.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Bye. Oh, wow. Oh, they calling you out, Chica. You might have to come onto the show and give us your side of the story. 3017, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand. Can you hear me?
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, no, so I'm not here for Chica either. I'm born and raised in L.A. I know the gay scene. I go to a lot of Brandon's things or whatever, and they're always lit. This particular situation, I just feel like if you didn't sign a contract that he sent you, I feel like they're both messy. So if you didn't sign the contract, you shouldn't have showed up. If, you know, she didn't sign the contract on his part, he should have took her off the flyer. Like, I feel like, you know, it was just bad business all around. But my thing is this, why do you expect all these special treatments and all this stuff when you said that, you know, you're going there as a favor? Like, so you're supposed to give me a favor and I'm supposed to treat you like you're Beyonce? Like, no, girl, you're not Beyonce. No one knows your music like that. You're a great rapper or whatever. But yeah, girl, I feel like you just went too far. And it could have been nipped in the butt in the beginning, but I really want to get into the Amaya situation.
Okay.
Because it's been rumored that she's been on that Booker Sugar for years. You know, I mean, even myself, I was in at ATL Pride in 2015, and she ran to the bathroom with her shades on. So I wouldn't be surprised if she's, you know, one of those girls who you know, goes to the stall and gives her due deals and, you know, walks out, you know, happy-go-lucky. So, you know, that's just the key, and I feel like it's interesting that it's coming to light. But, yeah, that's just my take on everything. Thank you, Amaya.
Okay, so you feel like Amaya Scott was getting high. So you said you've seen her allegedly going to the stalls with a group of people or by herself or what?
When I saw her, it was her and like two other girls. But that was in 2015. That was before Star. It was around the situation when she was having like the rumors about the Housewives of Atlanta. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was around that time. So yeah, I mean, but I wouldn't be surprised. A lot of the girls, you know, mess with that Booger Candy. But, you know, my thing is this. Girl, it really doesn't have anything to do with the situation, so I wouldn't have even got into it because now your tea is exposed and everybody's looking at you like you crazy. So now you're going to have to come with some better statements, girl, or you're going to be looking out here like a cokehead. So.
Well, and then Chica said something, too. She was saying, like, you know, Brandon, she kind of alleged that Brandon was high, too. So I don't know. Were they all getting high together? I mean, my thing is, if you know Amaya was getting high, then you must have been getting high with her, or you was around, like, you know what I mean? Or do you feel like...
And, too, if it's your club, why is there coke in the bathroom? So that's some tea, too. So, you know,
and you know,
if you
about
know what
it,
she wants
so.
The bathroom to do. Exactly. So, you know, this is just a messy situation. It shouldn't have never even been this big. You know, it could have been nipped in the bud. Took that fat girl off the flyer, honey, and she wouldn't have had nothing to say.
All right. Thank you, Carla. Bye. Wow. Right. Wow. You guys are not here for it. It's the fat phobia for me. It's the cocaine for me. 4135, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
So I just want to mention that I really, like, I'm here for Chica. I really am. I do feel like she was being, you know, a little too petty. She took things just a little too far. You know what I'm saying? But in the same breath, I just want to mention that if Brandon never originally responded how he, like, getting back to the bottom of it, you know, calling her fat and everything else in the book, she wouldn't even have had to go off like she went off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people could use the argument, you know, that like, why you always got to run to the fat phobia and the black woman thing. But it's like, at the same time, you have to recognize on some real shit that it's a real thing. And I don't think Chica would have been in that position in the first place if she wasn't fat, if she wasn't 6'5", okay? Because you got to mention she's 6'5". Don't say. But I don't think she would have been in that place if she wasn't dark skinned. I don't think she would have been in that place if her body was sculpted with a 40-inch weave. She wouldn't have been in that place in the first place. And I think that's where a lot of her pain comes from. It comes from seeing how, not only how she's done in the industry, but it comes and it gets reinforced by people where she's supposed to be celebrated at, you know?
Yeah. Oh, child, I just clocked who this was.
You know
what you
saying?
Doing? Yeah,
what?
Now I know
no,
who this
don't
is.
Clock who I am. Don't talk who I am. And then I want to mention that Brandon would have not even felt the need to reach out and apologize if his account didn't get deleted. Like, call a thing a thing. Yes, she was being petty, but at the same time, homegirl is 24 years old, and she go be pet. Like, you, if it was anybody else, I feel like they would encourage her being petty and dragging him for treating them like that way, you know. And it's not to jump on a bandwagon of fat phobia and blase, blase, blase. It's just calling a thing of being real from the jump, you know?
Which I get, I think, okay, so if I'm being honest, I totally understand that. But I do think, you know me, and I can't take a lot of it on my channel too much either. It did seem a little bit like woke Twitter on steroids. Everything was like a moment of like narcissism. Then he had said something else, and she was like, "Yeah, you're trying to be, I don't know, what did she say? It's a control tactic, a domination tactic, and this tactic and that phobia." I'm like, "Oh, I can't handle all that. I can't. Everything is not a conspiracy."
Very much so. She was diving deep, but I think on the other side of things that sometimes it's important to dive that deep to address, to get rid of it, so we won't hear about this shit no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's like we stuck in a hamster wheel of this conversation pops up every other 4 months, and it's like, bitch, y'all not tired of talking? Y'all not tired of this? Like, let's get here from the job. You know, let's just get to the bottom of it. Let's get to the meat as a community, address it, and then move on. But I don't think, like, for 4 months from now, something else could happen like this. We're going to be having the same conversation.
So what you think? So you team Chica, and you think that Brandon Anthony was dead wrong? Because honestly, all she did was, in the comments, no shade, what she did say was she said, you forgot about your guest. Laughing my A off, that's a joke. And he responded, nobody was here to see your ass anyway. Grow up. And that's what sent her off.
He didn't have to respond like that.
He did not have to respond that way. He definitely did not.
Like, he went for the jugular immediately. It's like, damn, oh, my God. Like, what's going on, homegirl? Like, you know, like, whoa, you really jumped off the deep end. And I done been to Brandon Anthony events, too. They always cute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
cute.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they be cute. Like, I have fun when I go. So that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Like, they were cute. I just don't think that he should have booked a Chica. That's not his aesthetic. That's not the kind of people that he liked. You can clearly tell when Kalani came in, that's who he wanted to celebrate. So just these people got to stop trying to book people just to book people. You book who you like because you're going to treat them better. Chica's not the kind of girl.
Book who go get the party hot. No shade to Chica.
Right.
But book who go get the party hot. Chica not getting the party hot. Like, she's not getting in the party hat. Do you know a Chica song? No shade.
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not. I don't. But I've heard her sound, and it's amazing. But I don't know a Chica song.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. But she's Grammy nominated.
It's not to take away from her talent because she's overly talented. And I feel like I said earlier, if she was sculpted with a 40-inch weave with that type of talent, it would be a completely different conversation. However, babe, why would you even book her for a club appearance in the first place just to show how you really feel about her? Brandon has worked with plenty of non-graminated artists before. You know what I'm saying? That could get the party hot. Like, what's the real tea? You know?
So what do you think about him exposing Amaya for an alleged drug habit?
Okay, now, Miss Amaya Scott, I would love to know more about that situation because – he ain't addressed the Amaya Scott situation at all. Not even on the LA Black Pride page when they put out an apology. They didn't care about Amaya Scott. And Amaya put out more tweets. Like, between, like, last night and today, she put out more tweets.
What she said? Let me go over there and see what she has said.
She just talked about how she didn't want, she's still recovering from it.
Oh, okay. So she didn't address the high allegations.
No, she didn't address that. She didn't address that.
Oh, okay. That's what I was here for.
I'm interested to know what really happened, though.
Yeah, because it's giving me like y'all was giving like a tea or something.
Like, what?
Like, were y'all
why
kicking
was
it? Or like,
hotel
what?
Hotel room?
Yeah, like, what's
what
the hotel what? Room? Mm.
What
she said, to everyone that has messaged me, called me, showed me love online, thank you. I haven't been able to respond because it's still so fresh for me. But your love was not unnoticed. I just don't know what to say. A lot of texts have been, are you okay? No, I'm not. Pray for me. Like, that's really deep. Like, what was it giving?
Like, it had to give
I'm
going to
find out.
I just tweet that for real. For real, for real.
Yeah, I'm going to find out.
It had to give something deeper.
Yeah, that was definitely something deeper. Oh, look, she goes, I've never felt so more disrespected in my entire life. And every second that passes by, I get more upset. Apologizing to me would be taking accountability for something that he can't come back from. Ignoring me isn't changing history. The lies, the continued disrespect, he is not sorry. What happened?
Okay. And
this is giving a lie.
I don't think Amaya would just randomly tweet out some stuff like that if something else didn't happen.
I've been processing this all day. I wasn't going to say anything. I'm honestly at a loss for words. I'm only speaking on it now because I definitely will not be at my event tonight, and I'm sorry to those who were coming to see me.
Oh.
What happened?
Mm-hmm. Bessie came
girl,
in.
Girl, somebody gonna have to slip me the tea, baby. Listen, all you girls out there with that juice, slip it to me. We need that. And
leave the synthetica drugs alone, y'all.
Yes. Yes.
Bye, Arvind. I love
Bye.
You.
Bye. Love you too. Ooh, that was messy. Ooh, that is some PTPTPTPTPTPTPT. All right. 0074, you live on the air.
What's up, Armand? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. So listen, I'm not even going to lie. I was sitting over here while I was waiting. I kind of came up with a few little points. And this is probably the worst thing to do because they say you're not supposed to zero in on a clip and then give your opinion, but that's what
okay.
I'm doing. So first off, she mentioned her IQ one too many damn way too many times for me. Listen, if I'm trying to apologize to you, you're going to get it maybe two times at the most. When you start being condescending throughout the apology, I have nothing else to say to you. Now,
okay.
The way she was speaking back to him, I feel as if I would have picked up on that she was giving a show. And she kept talking about a lawsuit. I don't feel like she let him know that all was being, like, recorded. So he got a lawsuit on his own damn hands for that, in my opinion, because there was no consent. And let me see. I'm sorry. I'm out of breath because I'm a little excited.
Okay.
I'm trying to cancel somebody's bag over our argument is stupid. Like, there's more reasons to be trying to cancel people. I feel like she's putting way too much of that on him when the situation, in my opinion, ain't even that damn serious. I'm pretty sure she said some way worse shit to some people in the midst of an argument as well, and there's no need to be trying to cancel her bag. So that's how I feel about it.
All right, well, listen, thank you for calling in.
My pleasure. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye. All right, we've got to take some more. Okay, we're going to take a couple more. Let me get Eva on the line. 5385, you live on the air.
I don't understand how these people are upset at Chica for dragging Brandon. Like, me knowing who this person is, he's known for these stunts. So I wouldn't put it like these stunts, like booking people, not paying them. Booking people, not giving them bottles. Like, it's been more on one occasion in West Hollywood that he has, you know, been a promoter for the club and the club fired him. We're not going to act like he was fired from Penthouse a couple years back, and we're not going to act like he wasn't fired from Rage, like, before the pandemic. So, if you're not really in the LGBT scene in West Hollywood, then what he's, you know what I'm saying? He's acting like, oh, I did all this for the community. No, but you've also done a lot of damage. You're the same. I don't even want to put out who the coke dealer is, but they all do coke. So for him to say, oh, am I addicted? Yeah, you probably supplied it because you're known for that. You're known to give your celebrity guests or even your LGBTQ house, ball house famous people, you know, in this Kiki scene. You're known to sell a bag or two, girl. Let's not act like it. Like,
now, this is all allegedly. I'm just saying it's allegedly over here because I don't know that.
Yours is allegedly, mine is factual because you know what I'm saying. He used to be partners with one of my really good friends, Joe Sparks, and I'll name him. And yes, he got fired because she was stealing back end money. So I'll also say Amaya Scott did call 911 and posted the screenshot. She called at 302, and I do believe her because maybe they were lit and something happened. Maybe she didn't pay for the coke and he was upset and choked her out and wanted his coin. He's very known for that. I mean, in 2018, he had his little gay girlfriends, the gay boys, jump somebody that he had beef with, and he recorded it. Like, girl, you implicated yourself and incriminated yourself, and that's on Chica's page. That person, I know, and he DM'd that video, and that was at an event that Brandy Norwood was at. She was there for a singing event. So, yes, girl, like, he's not innocent. I'm glad that she dragged him, and I'm glad that she did what she did, because at the end of the day, we need positive LGBT people. It's just like, how the ball scene claims, oh, we do so much for ballroom, but then they go and sleep with their children. It's very that. You do all this for the ballroom scene, but also acknowledge the bad stuff that you do for the LGBT scene, like drugs, you know what I'm saying, having your children
escort themselves.
He said
that he had 30,000 people marching for the Trans Lives March. Were you down there?
I don't support her. Ms. Brandon is late and tired. We're
okay.
not going to act like she ain't a 35-year-old washed up old that began being an escort and she sells herself still to a white man. Like, let's not act new. Girl, she's on rentman.com. Like, let's not, because we can really spill it. And he's a cokehead himself. That's why them lips is giving crackhead dry. And in person, she's always quiet and she's always scoping the scene because she's always lit. And there's nothing wrong with being lit, but don't try to out somebody when honey, you're the one supplying the stuff at your parties.
But how do you know that she's supplying the dope? So you think she gave it to Amaya?
Okay, there's one.
Spill the tea. What do you know?
There's one person in L.A. that he's like really, really known that deals the drugs to him. There's
okay.
one person. This one person is very, and this one person works in the industry, and all I'm going to say is she's cut many famous people's hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a barber. I'll say that. So then you can go through his friends list and look up a barber on there. But
and she told
person,
you that Brandon gets the coke from her.
Oh no, I've seen it firsthand. It wouldn't be the first time. I've seen
okay.
Ms. Brandon give bumps to. I can even name a couple of girls that the people know. Don't say my name and don't say who this is. But I'll name a couple people like Miss Michelle girl, another one. I can name the whole. If you watch the ballroom show, Miss Tishy, not Simone, but the other one, girl. We're not going to act like these girls ain't out here bumping. And
this is all allegedly over here. This is,
well,
for
honey,
me, I'm not saying that.
But all these girls do it. It's the same group of girls that do it. They all bump. So, you know, it wouldn't be far-fetched if Amaya bumped as well. But maybe Amaya wanted her coin and she wasn't getting paid. And she wanted him to leave. And he was like, well, pay me for my coke. And she was like, no, because you haven't paid me in full. And maybe he choked her out. And maybe she was by herself in that hotel room. And he was there with his friends. So she had to go in the bathroom and call 911. Maybe.
All right, child.
But
you done came over
I
here and shook the
Amaya.
Fight up. Oh, so you believe in Maya. All right. Bye, girl. Oof. Okay. We'll take another. 0733.
Hi, Armand. It's me, Dee from Minnesota.
Hey, Dee from Minnesota.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Okay, listen. I'm so glad you picked me. Now, listen, this is my opinion about this situation. The young lady, the rapper, Chica. Now, if you just like you just said not too long ago, you said she's made a statement. She didn't even bring up Brandon's name. Okay? He inserted himself into that smoke. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. So she said that from the jump even when he called her. He said, look, I don't even know you, dude. I know who you are, but I don't know you. But you're inserting yourself, so that's why you know what I'm saying? You came at me like I was talking to you. So he got everything he deserved from her because he was not being genuine with that funky apology. And he, you know, like I said, he was just like trying to be condescending to me. Oh, you know, Chica. Okay, let's just, you know, okay, he couldn't apologize to save his life. But then when she read him like a book, because she is highly intelligent, and I know a person that's intelligent when I hear them, okay? She's very intelligent. And he just couldn't handle it, so he went on and did that old fake old apology, and she just read him. But it's really sad that our people, we doing this to each other, and it doesn't, it just doesn't make sense to me, and I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of it. It saddens me, you know, and I told you I'm a woman of a certain age, but I'm with all, you know, I have, my children are adults, but they're, you know, 20s, 30s, so I'm up on everything, and I love music. You know, but I think it's really, you know, messed up. And that young lady does have credentials. She's, like she said, she's been nominated for Grammy. She is lyrical with her shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, but that's, yeah. So I just, you know, I'm glad you brought this
Thank
to the
you.
Forefront. And then as far as that other young lady, Amaya, you know what I'm saying? You know, he was wrong to call her out like that as well. You know, and he was just like on one, obviously, that night.
Well, thank you,
anyway,
Father.
Thank you, Armand. Have a good evening.
Right. All right, guys. So that's what we're going to wrap it there, because this has been a little bit of a long